Parshas Mishpatim, we have the din of Eved Ivri that if he's says Ahavti Es Adoni, if the Sheish, so then he becomes Eved Nirtza. So Chazal say that this was one of the places that was Deirish Kimin Chayma. It says, why Dafka the Oizen? It says, Rabbi Yechon says, it's one of the Shisha Dvarim is Deirish Kechayma, that Oizen is Shoma Baal Hasina Lissigna Baalach Begon Af Tirtza. That's one. And Rabbi Shimon said also that Oizen Shoma Kilibne Yisrael Avodim Veloya Avodil Avodim. So Bemela he is Nirtza. So Lemaisa, the pshat that Kilibne Yisrael Avodim Avodev Avodim Avodim Lechura, first of all, Oizen Sheshama is Sinai. It's not a pasuk in Sinai. Leisignav is a big shaila in the Mefarshim, the Didaktikim, that Leisignavu, the Leisignav, Asosa Dibur says Leisignav, it's Leisignavu. They say whatever they revire it. But Kilibne Yisrael Avodim is a pasuk in Vayikra, and it's not shayacht over here. What does it mean Oizen Sheshama is Sinai? Elowat, that all the Torah is mis Sinai. It's a strange lashon Oizen Sheshama is Sinai, because Lamaisa wasn't there in Sinai. Where in Sinai they have the Nikud of Kalib Yisrael Avodim? Secondly, all if that's included, so all the mitzvahs are included. Shabbos and Kashrus and everything else is also included in mitzvahs. So why dafka these are in Yonim that it says Oizen Sheshama b'Sinai? Secondly, the type of the pasuk Kalib Yisrael Avodim, so it says, in a lot of times in the Psukim, it says that you should remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was paid you from Beis Avodim, and therefore you should be in Evet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something strange about the argument, in the sense that if a person comes along and says to somebody, let's say somebody is a ganef, somebody was accosted by a gazlonim, and they come and and they're holding a gun and they're telling him, give me your money. So someone else comes along and he overpowers those ganavim and then he robs the person. So is he going to go around asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all his life and say, listen, you know, if not for me, those other robbers would have stolen the money from you. He said, so why you stole the money? I mean, what you ask me, if somebody helps somebody else, there should be a gneva. And as a curse, I told you, we asked him to give him the entire money. So it's not shayach. Melo chom takantom. We were avodim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, remember I took you out of his avodim? So you say, yeah. So therefore what? You should be avodim to me. So what's the thing? What happened? What changed over here? If Avdus is bad, so you're telling me that I was an eved in Mitzrayim, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has spoiled you and paid you, and therefore you should be my avodim. So what's the Avlod? So he chooses to become his Eved. What's the Nekud over here of that curse of Toyota Kadosh Baruch Hu that he was paid from Beis Avodim and therefore Avodim to him? There's a Chazal, it's in Yisrei actually, in the Medrash, but it's going back to our Pasha, to Nasev Nishma. In the end of the Pasha, it says, Kaisol Tola Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the Nasev Nishma. So Chazal say that when Klal Yisrael was chaytu chata ego dava acha shimu dvar Hashem. The Navi tells Chayisol shimu dvar Hashem. Moshe lemelach shom la'avodav shimu lebeis koisis halalu v'hayu diakrita. There was a melach that had a set of two cups, and he told Eved to watch both of them. Then an eagle came and knocked out one of them, and the Eved was standing and scared in front of the melach. So the melach told him. So the melach asked him why he's scared. He told him because an eagle came and knocked out one of these cups. So he told him, so be careful with the second cup. Kachom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Koizim Mezaktem B'Sinai Nase V'Nishma Shvartem Nase Asisem Lefonai Eagle Hizor B'Nishma. So Lechura, it's Shver, you know, it's Ke'ilu, the Chiddush of this Gala to the Eved is that despite the fact that it's a set of two cups, one cup itself is also important. Lechura, it's hard to understand why, because the nishma is in order that a person be oiseh, is lumad amas lasis. So the chiddush of Nase v'Nishma was that Kaiser jumped to do it despite without having to think about it, rather, to ask about it, and so on and so forth. They marked the Nase v'Nishma. But if they're not holding by doing Nase, so what use is the Nishma? I mean, the Pashup Shad is that the Nase is the Matara. And the question was, do they do it first, right away, without asking questions, and then understand it, or do they do it the other way? So Asiya alone has a Maila. But that there should be a Kli of Nishma without Nase, what's the Pashat now? Then Chazal give a second Mashal over there, and it seems to be the second Mashal is adding something. Dova Acha, Shimud V'Hashem. A new Pashat in Shimud V'Hashem. Hahu dechsiv shimu utchi nafshechem. Hey chaviv Yisrael shumefatayisam. Take a look at how chaviv Klal Yisrael is. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him the following mashal. If let's say a person falls from a roof and he gets all banged up, so the doctor has to put on every aver of his body, he has to put a band-aid. The nimtza kula retiyah, so the person is full of patches. Ani ene kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. There are Ramachi Vorm, the Ha'oizen Echad Mem, the Chola Guf Meluchlach Baveris, the Ha'oizen Shemas, the Chola Guf Mekabel Chayim. Shimut Chinaf Shechem. So if you hear well what Chazal are saying over here, Chazal are saying Aloizu Afsu. The first pshat is that the case of Nishma itself is valuable in itself even without the Nase. The second mashal is that if you have the kais of Nishma, then everything is included, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to be merapi kol haguf b'ramach ivarim, he only needs the koyach hashmiya. And that's why it says, shimu utchi nafshechem. If you'll only listen, you'll come alive again. The chaynat ha-moitze b'yisrael, shalei shmiya zoch l'chaim sheshama b'nizkaya, same thing by Yisrael, it says, v'yishma Yisrael. That's it. So L'chura Chazal were aimed on a deeper deher in Koyach HaShmiya, that in Koyach HaShmiya lies the ability to even make the everything come back again, which is a dagger ahead of the first Chazal, where it has a value in its own right. So we have these inyanim of Aznayim and Shmiya here, and that's the union that we need to be misamikin. There's a famous halacha that everyone speaks about. It says that if a person is misami someone else, noisin de me'ena, more of a kama. If he's choshoi, he's noisin de me'kulei. L'chura, our intuition is the opposite. Blindness is seen as a much more serious problem, and a person is it's much harder to get around. A person who's deaf is more functioning. I mean, in our intuition, it's not like that. Secondly, the lachshon noisin to make kulei. I mean, a person who's deaf can sit and work in a factory, and he can sew, and he can plant, and he can do everything. I mean, where's the to make kulei that's magialo? A person who's, besides, why is it worse than re'ia, but also the chilek of why is this nekuda of Dmei Kulei. I mean, he's a functioning person. He's a person that can do a lot of things. I mean, Cheresh is not that terribly mobile in what he can do. So where's the justice of even Dmei Kulei? So we have to understand that the koiches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, the Chushim, are, we spoke about it last Shemot Shabbos, two Shemot Shabbos ago, the koiches of Chushim that a person has in his guf are all not only mikradika oifanim of how to make contact with the world. You need some contact with the world, so you have re'iyah, shmiya, tam, reyach, and so on. But they are yesoidis and yesoidis anefesh. In other words, each one is a different koyach in how to interact, a different koyach anefesh of interacting with the bria. And each one has its own yichud, each one has its own maila, and each one has its nekuda. The Maral speaks about it he asks it as a kasha at a certain point, and b'toich dvarav there's a tremendous gili over here. The Gemara says that the Gemara Ksubis, that a person should always, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a person with an earlobe and with a sharp finger? In order that, in case he hears something they shouldn't hear, he should close his, he should put the flap into the ear and stick his finger into the flap, and b'meila, the person will not hear what he shouldn't hear. Because, and the Chazal there point out the sakana of aznayim, that a person is always nichvet chila, and so on. That's the shmiras aznayim. That's the Gemara in Ksubis. What else? Daf hei. The moral is a pasha shaila. If a person is supposed to not listen to things, he needs a shmira. So why weren't we created with a flap on the ear that we have to open to hear something? Similar to the eyelid. The eyelids, since the eye is so sensitive, the eyelid reflex closes itself whenever there's a problem. And if I can't, you need to open it up. It's a melacha. I mean, normally it's open, but the minute let's say someone has to put drops into his eyes, everybody knows it's very hard because the flap shuts automatically. It needs an avoda to coax the eyelid to stay open. So if the ears are nichvet chila and such sakana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the earlobe that to put in, so let the earlobe cover it and let the person have to open it up. That's why he has to shayla. So Ra'al says he's oimid on the B'toich Ben Hashitna of his Dvarim is the following Nekuda. Of all the koiches that a person has in himself, they are self-contained. A person is a self-contained Bria. And all the koiches in him feed themselves, the heart beats blood to the Dvarim, the feet take the guf to where it should go, the hands work for the guf, and the stomach eats and digests, v'chulu v'chulu. All of the Dvarim of the body are self-contained. All of them work for each other. The mitzias of a person, if that's the tzuris Adam, then the Adam is a mugbal. The Adam is contained, he's self-contained, and he's self-limited. What he is, and that's that. In order for a person to have a chetimtzah, to be shaykh to something that is beyond him, better than him, higher than him, and so on, you need a kli chibur to something else. You need to be able to relate to something that's beyond you. Like when they have, today people build things, they're modular. The thing is like a self-contained wagon, but you can attach it to another train if you want. It has the chetimtza to be mechuba to something else. In Tzuras Adam, the einayim of a person are built flat. A person sees, he sees whatever he sees, and also mitzad et chunas anefesh of a person, I saw it, therefore I understand it. Seeing and understanding is the same. I see it, and b'meila the person understands, and that's his tfisa. His tfisa, re'iya, and hasaga are synonymous words to us. I see it like this. So a person, be'etzim, is limited himself, and that is a hafkar from Tzuras Adam. Ani amarti lehim atem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Adam is selam alekim, and uvnei elyon kulchem means that the person, be'etzim, is beyond limitation. Ochen ke'odom temusun. In other words, Tzuras Adam b'shlei musay should not have died, because he's like Elohim. Not have died means that he has a kesher to nitzchias. Take the Adam and be menatik him from that which is nitzchias, and the person dies. He's like an Eva Medudel. Eva Medudel is has a din of a mace. So every Adam, in as much as he is cut away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person has a din of Eva Medudel. And his mitzvah is such. And we spoke about, Visim Kelly Kim means that he wasn't, the fact that he wasn't nichna, the fact that he didn't shtel zuch zu, made him, it's like a branch that snaps itself off from the tree, and yes, it stands by itself, and it wilts and dries out and dies. The aver in a person that can actually shtel zuch zu to something else is the oizen. Lumashal. Seeing, I don't see it this way, That's it. So I don't do it otherwise. So I tell the person, no, listen to me. I know what I'm doing. Listen to me and do it. So if the person does it, what he's doing is he's stelling zich zu to something else, and b'meila, he's attaching himself to something that's bigger than himself, beyond himself, further than himself. When you talk with somebody, the person says, I don't see it. So you tell him, listen a minute. You're not listening. Listen a minute. And you'll hear something that you don't know. The tzura of shmir is to shtel zich zu to something that's beyond the person. If you want to, in sort of metaphor, we spoke last week about the oizen lisboya, the einayim lisboya, and the oizen lamalas, the pasuk kohelas. The oizen is shaped like an akeva, and its mitzias is milui because it's shtelling zich zu to someone else's hashpa. That's the mitzias of oizen. So the mitzvah of Oizen is, it's the mokoim where it shayach hashpoah and chibur to something else. That's the chush of Oizen of Riya. So as the person himself goes, certainly Oznayim, Einayim, give him a clearer picture, and the person has a greater sense of self-understanding, of perception, of seeing it and understanding it as such. The Oizen enables a person to latch onto something that is further ahead than he is, to latch onto something that's above him. And b'meila, chershon nesim b'mei kuloi, because just like if a person has a plant that's growing, and it's not so, it's a little bit sickly, it's a little bit not so good, a little bit bad, but it's a plant. If you snap off a branch, it could be the healthiest, stoutest, and fresh branch. If it snapped off the tree, then just a question of time until it wilts away. A chersh is nice to make kulay because he snapped off anything bigger. So he becomes another balchai, he becomes another yitzur. The mind of Adam is that the Adam is open always to something that's beyond him. And if you take away the eva, where the person can be shomea something else, then the person loses the yichud of tzur Adam. And it's nice to make kulay because everything that's Adam is taken away. The Gemara says, the Gemara of Bava Kama calls Adam Mav'eh. Mav'eh is Melosha seeker, Bo'i, my Kobayis. The Tzuras Adam is that he's always looking for something that's beyond his horizon of Tfisa. And the Mokrim, and the Eva, that Shayat, whatever the Naim see, they see. So what's the Eva that's Miyuchat to getting something beyond his horizon of Tfisa? That's the Oizen. The Mel de Maral says that you can't create a person with an Oizen with a flap on top of it that you have to open to hear, because that would mean that the Tzuras Adam is Be'etzim Sosum, that the Tzuras Adam Be'etzim is closed, and you have to open it. If you have to open it to hear what someone has to say, then the Pshat is, the person is himself, but he can, B'Shas Adchak, he can, That's mafkia the etzim tzuras Adam. The etzim tzuras Adam has to be that the oznayim are tuchos, are kriyas l'shmoya. They're open, except that you sometimes there's a sakana, and then you need to close it in. But it's the etzim, it's a shah, and that has to be open, because the maral is l'shoni azov, is that which is closed is not a kli kibul the etzim. In Tyrus you have a kli that has a big hollow, a float that's closed, even though it has a kli kibul that you can put in whatever you want, but since it has no pesach, it has no kli kibul. And it's partial. Something that has no pesach is not a kli kibul. The fact that you can make a hole and put something in and stuff the hole up, that's not a kli kibul. Kli kibul has to be something which is open to etzem. Tzuras Adam is that there's a pesach that's open and is waiting for something beyond him. That's why in the whole mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yachas with the world and with Klal Yisrael, re'iyah happened very few times. Ata ha'reisa l'das, you showed us once so that we know forever. Yashem alekim. The re'iyah happened ata me'isem, a once upon a time event. Because re'iyah is always limited. There's just a limit to what a person can see. That's his tefisa. It's not giving the person all that much. Neshmoya b'kol Hashem is all of Torah is Shema Yisrael. V'hoyim Shemoya Tishmu is the Kabbalah's oil, Malchus Shemayim, and so on, because that is Be'etzim Avodah is Torah in Shemiyah. Let's go back to Avdus and the music of Avdus and try to understand it. Avdus automatically triggers to us a negative feeling because nobody likes to work hard. Avodah always pictured as working hard, difficult conditions. People like to take it easy. That's the boss lies on a chair sunning himself, and Avodah didn't do the work. The real problem with Avdus is that the person is mishubit to nothing. The person is going to nowhere. And therefore, if a person can't use his kraft bechira, when the person feels that his goals are important ones, then it's a heres of the entire Tzur Sadam. The Gemara says, Avdu Malka, people willingly subordinate themselves to tremendous goals. People will give their lives and money and time and nefesh to great ideals, an idealist. People fight for a country, for a king, and with a complete shibud. People go to the army, people are mishabed themselves totally. Why? Because the tfisa is that the country is far greater than any prat, and being part of this greatness it means that I'm part of that mitzias, and the mela, this is me. It's a fulfillment of me. It's the state of Avdu the Malka. That anyone, an Eved of a Melech is also a Melech, because he's part of that organism called Malchus, and he may be a small or big. Every part of its source Adam, every part of its tzaddik is part of its tzaddik. If his hands, his feet, his toenails, they're all part of the Tzuris Adam who's a tzaddik. And b'meila, stelling zech tzu to something that is greater is not a chisorin adam faker, it's a meila. A person sits down and says to himself, a person's going out for career, he's going to work, and he has to decide what to do. A person says to himself, I have 50 years of physical koyach, I have this amount of brains, this amount of training, what should I do with it? To what should I be mishabed it? Should I be a doctor? Should I be a teacher? Should I be this or that? I'm going to be mishabed to something. To what am I going to be mishabed? So the avdus is always, and at every stage, the hands and the feet are mishabed to the guf adam. The guf adam is mishabed to seichel. His seichel is mishabed to an ideal, a person, a group, a country, a sheifa. There's always to something. A person, lamashal, who's the mashal of Klaus or being a tsura shlema of a guf, and everyone has a different makom, it's the same thing. The mashal, a person who knows that his own, he has limitations how far he can go in ruchnius and learning. He works hard, and then he brings food for someone who's sitting and learning. So the person feels that his own mitzias became part of that learning. Yisachar Zvulun is not just a way of giving schar. It's taka the Zvulun became a shtik Yisachar. Because just like the hands and the feet of the person who's Isaac and Torah are serving, they're part of that guf, the person who's stelling to his resources and his time and his effort, his money to it, is also part of it. So the tzushtel for something like that is more than that. There's an interesting pasuk. The pasuk by Yosef. It says Sikeles Yodov, and the Yaakov was Mesakel Yodov. The Sikel was so targum it's Miloshen Seichel with Chochma. The pshat is the hands have reflex action. The reflex of the hand is that the right hand falls forward right, left hand falls forward left. That is the mitzias of the hands kishlatzmum. So if you're not thinking, and you let the hands fall as they fall, each hand falls on its side. When the hands are meshavet themselves to the seichel, and the seichel says, this is a mokum where the right hand should go left, and left hand should go right, so sikha sort of means the hands became balei seichel. They became smart hands. they became hands that are doing a pu'ul of seichel rather than a pu'ul of yudayim. That's a tie to the pasuk sikos yadav. The yadayim became yadayim chachamim because they were functioning not in line with the limited havana of the yad, and the yad doesn't understand why it has to twist itself out of its natural place and go the other way. But because it's neming on the havana and the haskalah of the seichel, so the yadayim becomes simplistic yadayim. That is the words of Sikras Yadav. Let's go back to our Yonim Mishpatim. In Har Sinai, the p'china of Kafaleim Ha'ake Gigis meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Elyon and the world as Tachtonim. And the world stelled sich zu to something else. Oizen sheshoma, the oizen is the kli by which the thing is mischabit to something above him. A kli that has an oizen, it has a mokrim where a person should grab it. A person, Shlomo HaMelech, it says, osaz nayim l'toira. A person, the place in which you get a handle, in which a kli shtelz zuch zu to adam, is das nayim. The oizen of a kli is the place where it allows something else to reach out and make a shimush of it. The koyach of avdus is the etzem mitzias of the bria. The bria is always an asiya that's meshubit to something above it. And the mela, the shaila is only to what a meshubit. When a person says in the morning, he puts on tefillin, and the tzura of tefillin is kshira, which is a tzura of shibut. That is the tzura of tefillin. Tefillin is you're tying your hands down and your head, and you're saying the Yiratzen l'shavet tavoisai machshavoisai takarish baruch hu. The other option is not that the person is a free person and now he's limited. The only question is to what is the koyach harnessed. The koyach of taivin itself is a koyach that is very pressed, very physical. And it limits the person to his physicality, and that's that. When a person is meshabet taiva to Ratzon Hashem, then the pshat is he fills up his koyach taiva with a likus. It's the pshat sikilas yadav. He infuses when he's mechabes seichel with his taiva and dasa lekim with his taiva. Then the pshat is the taiva becomes a leki. It becomes Avder Malka Malka. So the chibur of Aznayim, the chibur, the oizen that's mechaber, the koyach hashibur is that all the koyachas are guf abetzim avadim. They are koyachas. And if you let them, if you don't allow it to become a shibur to something, then it's meshibur itself. It's like a motor that runs without turning anything. The motor is always running. The question is, what do you attach to the motor? So koyach ha-taiv and the koyach guf is there. The ability to be meshabbated to something is the ability of being an evet takarish baruch. That's the pshat ki libnei Yisrael avodim. In the the metzias of being a kli kibul for something else, the metzias of being an evet of shibud was imposed in Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim was the first time when its ki'ilu, the klaisel, was harnessed. And there is no other mitzias. The question is the person harnessed to the merkava of Paray or to the merkava of Lamaila? And if he's not harnessed to the merkava of Lamaila, then he's harnessed to the merkava of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the mokum taivis. It's the mokum of chumrius. And the mele of the person, the wagon is running. So if it's not running any place, it's running to feed itself. If a person has a taivas achila, so if there is no seichel imposed on it, it becomes a shibut itself. It keeps eating to eat, it enjoys eating and eats to enjoy and enjoys to eat and weiter. If the person harnesses it and says, I have what to accomplish and I want to eat what's necessary and important and good so that I can do what I want to do, the person harnessed it to something good. The Zohar says that the koyach of shmiya, the dalet chushim in a person, Hey Chushim, Dal Chushim, are connected the chayas of the Merkava, and the Korach HaShmiya is Keneged Sher. Sher is the Balchai that is an ol, is specifically to a Sher. In other words, the Mokom where you can see in the Bria, the biggest Koyach that's harnessed most frequently is the ol on the Sher. So the word is the Koyach of Shibur of Koyach lies in Sher, and that's the Koyach of Shmiya. That's where the Mokom of Shmiya is in the Bria. It says also in the Yalkut says that the Ois Vav is Keneged Shmiya, and again, like we spoke a while back, that the Vav is always, there's the Koyach HaChibur lies in Vav. The Pshat is, that is the thing that allows something to take something and be Meshabedit, and something else, it's the Aznayim to something. That's what the Vav is. So you have, in the Koyach Aznayim is where you have a place that is, it's a Mokom Hashpor from something Lemaila, from something Elyon, to something which is Tachta. That's the Koyach of Shmiya, that's Koyach Aznayim. In learning itself, the Mashal, there's the Ruach Chaim says, the Ruach Chaim Volozhin, that it says, Shmias Oizen is one of the Ifanim that a person can be, can learn, is, Shmias Oizen is one of the Kinyonim that Torah is Niknes Behem. So Ruach Chaim Volozhin says two subtleties, two reasons why. Because first of all, he says Shmias Aznayim makes more of a reshim on a person than a kriya in Sfarim. That hearing something from someone, a shmuz, whatever, it impresses a person more than when he reads it from a sefer. That's one, I think. And the second thing he says is because it allows a person like kabbalas ha'emes mimisha amrei. In other words, a person's emes that he can be omid with his own seichel is limited to the emes that he can be omid with his own seichel. That's it. And everybody's seichel is limited. Everybody's seichel has limitations. Everybody's seichel has its own limitations, and that's that. The ability to be able to understand more than you understand is in the Koyach HaShmiya. And anyone, I mean, it's obvious, anyone a little bit more of a Edler Deher, it doesn't mean that simply you didn't hear the Yerushalmi and someone comes along and says, oh, you know, the Yerushalmi says like this, then he adds information to you. That's not what the Oymek Advarim of being able to recover the Emes Mimisha Omrei. Shmiya Sa'oizen is to shtel zachtzu to someone else. If a person hears emes from somebody else, a person doesn't like it because it's someone else's. A person is possessive, and a person he has pride. To be able to hear something from someone else and to say, oh, it's emes, that is the kinyan shatar niklas of shmias oizen, because it allows for a person to hear something which he himself would not be oimiran the etzem. I don't hear it. I would never have understood it like that. I never would have learned it like that. This person came along and, oh, I beheaded. It's now I was aiming on something bigger and now I beheaded. Let's go back to Mamori Chazal about Nasa V'Nishma. Just like, the second Maimah Chazal is Taka the Oimek in the, the Mela is above the limit on the first Maimah Chazal. If a person breaks a branch off a tree, no matter how strong, healthy, stout the branch is, it dies. It wilts and dies, and that's the end of it. Let's say faket. A person shaves a branch on a tree, and he takes off 95% of the branch, but he leaves over the part that's attached to the tree itself. It'll grow. It'll regrow. Because Kozman, you have a chibur to the sheirish, then the chiyus goes through it again, and the mele it comes out and it grows. That's what Chazal said. If a person, it's not two kalim that you broke one, but the other one is also the muscle. The first one would be the first Maimon Chazal like two kelim. We asked, what's the mile of a nishma without a nasa? The teretz is because a person can do things himself, and the most a person is capable of doing mitzvahs and Torah and so on himself. That's one mile. Even if not, but if he can shtol zuch tzu to someone else, if he can shtol zuch tzu to another person, this person himself is not learning, but he's helping other people learning. So there's a mile in that. So the nishma, in the sense that you shtol zuch tzu to something else, gives you also a chiyus. That is one darga. The second maim in the Chazal say it's deeper than that. Shimu t'chi nafshchem means that the koyach hashmir is like a nub. It's the sheirish of the hemshech. Even if just like a doctor, that if he's a mediocre doctor, so he has to heal every broken bone by itself. But if a person understands how the person's body works, how his defense mechanisms work against bacteria, how the healing process works, if he can be typhused at the sheirish, then all he has to do is stimulate the sheirish that fights infections, and they'll fight all the infections. If he stimulates the sheirish of tzmicha, then the bones and the blood vessels will start to grow. That's basically what we learn on now, that if you can manipulate the genes, then you don't have to treat the symptoms, you can treat the sheirish itself. Shmir is the sheirish. Shimu t'chinavshcha means if the person hears, then it creates it rejuvenates the person. You don't need retias on the whole goof. If nasa broke, but nishma stays in its place, then nasa will regrow again. That's the word over here. Advarim are in Nogea in a lot of different refining. On both ends of the scale. The first thing is, a person's she'ifa, or the very fact, the word she'ifa that we speak about, we always speak that defines the difference between what we call a ben yeshiva, ben Torah, and a balabas. If a person is only open to what he is, his musik is that nighttime people don't learn. That's it. That's his day ends at 6 o'clock. A person's musagim are balabatish and learning. This is a kasha, it's a teres and gendik. If the person's closed betzim and you have to pry it open to be able to shove in some new idea, then the that person is the meisnet mekulei. It's worthless. It's a cut off branch. It's nice. It's strong. It's fine. But it's nothing. The best you can do is preserve it as it is. There's nothing will grow. Nothing will come of it. If a person is open, if a person is not satisfied, a person says, "What's more than this? Is there a way to get down things more clear than I have? Is there a way to deher a more edla vart on the inyan? Is there something finer that a person can understand? Is there a tzuras chayim that's edler than the tzuras chayim I'm living?" That is an oizen kari. That's a tzuras oizen. If an oizen has to be pried open, then it's not oizen. A person who's not more than just curious, a person who's not searching, who's not a mava is suras adam, mava means the person understands that he's only at a certain point, and there is beyond that point. There's something further along the road, and wherever a person is like that, and if a person is not open to the fact that there's something beyond him, then. That's not a tzuras adam. That's harsh and oisin mekula. So in the mode of she'iva of a person to be she'if, to be more than he is, to understand better. A person hears a vart, and he recognizes something to it, but he doesn't have it clear. It's not clear quite. So she'ita says, "Well, I don't know. I don't understand these things. That's that." The pikeya, the person who's a she'mea, tries to understand it. I'm not talking about swallowing something that you don't understand as such, but the Veda is to try to go a point past where you are and try to chew on something else and try to understand something weiter. Of course you don't understand right now, but if you only are satisfied with whatever you pick up muskel rishon, then where are you going to? Then you are like, yeah, just chewing over your cud. There's nothing, there's no chiddush, there's nothing going to go. Secondly, in what the Nefesh HaChaim says, that the koyach shmir, A person, just like we spoke before about hearing something edel, a person, the music of hearing a shmuz was, I mean, today it's become a chachmas hadibur, but what it was dvarim. Somebody once asked me to join a vad where they were listening to tapes of Chatzka Levenstein, and they would see Yosef Tos Ptira, and they would sit around, and he described it to me. The experience is, it's like hearing the Shema Mefayesh Yetzim Mepi Koyin Gadol BeKedusha BeTayra. He says he didn't tell people to fall. Hayikoyin VeNoiflim was automatic, because when you hear the Shema Mefayesh Yetzim BeKedusha BeTayra from the Koyin Gadol, that was the reaction. That's what he described it to me. The hearing something from somebody, from Adam Gadol, from Real Adam Gadol, is the pshat. For those minutes, you're stalling zechtzu to a tzuras chayim that's above you. That's beyond you. And if a person doesn't look for it, if a person doesn't seek it, then a person's not going to have it. It's not only saying a shmuz. It's not only listening to a shmuz or something. If stalling zechtzu to a metzias above you lies in the koyach shmiya. And that's the pshat. It leaves more voration than kriya sefer, because the oizen is something that the etzim is a kli mucha fa hashpoa. That's the metzias of oizen. And the place where a person can make himself a kli for something above him is through kach oizen. And even after the person is chas v'shalom chayter, so Chazal say that it's the same thing. As long as there's a koyach hashmiya, as long as a person wants to go beyond where he is, as long as a person doesn't become satisfied where he is, but he leaves himself the pesach shifa. So then you can still rebuild the person. Even if the kli of naseh was broken, but if the nishma still exists, then there's a mokum there to go weiter. And b'meila, the metzias of Adam, the real tzuras Adam, is not what he is, but what he can be. The oizen sheshama by sin and high sinai, we were the reynes akolas, everybody admires. But the fact that they were shemeya, that which they saw, means that they could stolz of su to a har that was a leim kegigis, to something that was above them, and the tzuras adam is it's the biggest satisfaction for a person if he can be an eved to something beyond him. A person would like to apprentice himself to a person who's a big uman, because the person can understand so much more if he can see it through a woman's eyes, and the closer he is to a woman, the more he can do it. A person's metzias, the only way a person's metzias to be higher is if he's an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the person is meshavet himself to something, a person is meshavet himself, so that means that he's lining himself up together into a metzias that's so much above him, and it becomes part of that metzias. The Bamos used to say that a zon of Larayas is also a lion. His first thing is he's a lion, and a zon of his second. A reish of shualim is a shul, but he's a reish of the shul. But this is a chetz of a shul, it's a chetz of an ari. A person that's meshaber is kreifus to something above him is of that same nature as the thing that's above him. Avdur malka malka. And the what's mafchin a ben aliyah from someone who's not is how much of a shmir is there. If the pshat is the person, the etzim his ears are closed, but you can pry it open, then that's lacking in tzuras adam. That's a cheresh, the Maal says. That's cheresh that knows the mekule. A person whose oizen is pasuach, so no matter where he is, the person is going someplace. And all of them are shimu yotchi nafshachem.